the University of Texas at Austin. This is the Mexican American Experience.
Corpus Christi was a small South Texas city in the 1940s. Located on the Gulf of Mexico, it was relatively unknown. But Chicanos returning from World War II soon changed that. After the war, Chicanos began to question their segregation from restaurants, public restrooms, Anglo hospital wards, neighborhoods, and schools. When a Chicano soldier was denied burial in Three Rivers, Texas because of his ethnic origin, Corpus Christi soon became a volatile city, seething with political activity. The civil rights struggle had begun. Dr. Hector Garcia was the man who helped usher in this new era, and he also founded the American GI Forum. I'm Linda Fregoso. This week I'll talk with Dr. Garcia about his life, his struggles, and his hopes for Chicanos.
The satisfaction of helping humanity, helping the suffering, helping the needy, helping my own brothers and sisters. That's what I want.
Por mi madre yo soy mexicano, por destino soy americano, yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy mexico-americano.
I learned long ago that my Anglo brothers have no personal objections to me, but they would tell me this, Dr. Garcia, we like you, you're a good man, you come from good school, good family, we invite you, you want to join our clubs, our country clubs, our social clubs, fine. But you don't want that. You want us to respect and like every little Mexicano, no matter how they look like, how clean or dirty they are, how educated, you want us to treat them equally. I said, yes, that's what I want. I want my people in this land of democracy to have the same rights, who is in same treatment as anybody else. And these are the things I fought for.
Zacatecas, Minnesota, de Tijuana, Nueva York, dos países son mi tierra, lo defiendo con mi honor.
Hector Perez Garcia was born in Mexico in 1914 and later moved to South Texas. He graduated from the University of Texas School of Medicine at 26, and 2 years later, he joined the thousands of U.S. soldiers in World War II. As a major in an infantry engineer and medical corps, Garcia received the Bronze Star Medal and 6 battle stars. Yet coming home from the war, Garcia faced his biggest battle of all, stopping discrimination against Chicanos.
Our main problem was discrimination mostly in the Army Depot, Naval Air Station, public places, schools, hospitals, draft boards, restaurants, post offices, you name it. It was everywhere. I knew enough about history to realize that most of this discrimination and prejudice against it was based on the Texas Revolution of 1836, and then, of course, following the Mexican-American War of 1848. I thought, you know, as I grew up, that it was mostly in Texas because of the Texas Revolution, the days of the Goldie and the Alamo, but I found out later, no, it was nationwide, even up in New York and Ohio. In Washington State, we got a lot of incidents wherein the Mexican-American discriminated against and hated as much as, well, not as much, but certainly close to as much in Texas.
The famous Longoria case prompted Dr. Garcia to start the American GI Forum. Felix Longoria, a World War II soldier, died in the Philippines. In Three Rivers, Texas, the funeral director denied the Longoria family the use of the chapel and burial services because Longoria was a Mexican. The incident made international headlines, and with the help of then-Senator Lyndon Johnson and President Truman, Dr. Garcia secured the burial of Longoria in Arlington National Cemetery. Afterwards, the American GI Forum began to tackle other problems.
In 1947-48, when I got back from the World War II services, and I came back and came to Corpus Christi and found out that there was a great amount of discrimination against the Mexican-American people. Of course, I said Mexican-American people, Linda, because at that time, as you know, in Corpus Christi, that's all there were, Mexican-American people, no Hispanics in the broad sense, no había Cubanos. The American GI Forum didn't start as a civil rights organization. We started as a veterans family organization. We are still a veterans family organization. Our main objective at that time was we found out that we want to help the veterans get to the hospitals. So when we started working, opening the doors over there, we got hold of Congressman Johnny Lyle, and we finally were able to open some beds at the Veterans Hospital. We were able to open some beds at Naval Air Station for veterans. Then we started working on the education of the veterans. When you realize that in 1946, when World War II was over, the average education level of the Mexican-American veteran was less than 2 years of schooling. So then we thought we had to do something about it, so we started working what you call at that time basic educational classes to set up schools to help the veteran go to first and second, third and fourth grade and also get some money for going to school. It was at this time that I started finding out again how uneducated, how lack of opportunity of education the Mexican-Americans had. And third, of course, we went and tangle that by simply increasing schools, opening up more schools, and seeing that the veterans got their money on time. They were dropping out of school because they were not getting the money on time. Then